and welcome to the Compassion Packs meditation. You can do this sitting up, you can do it lying down. I think it'll probably be best if you do it lying down, to be honest. Whenever you do meditation lying down, there is always the risk that you're going to go to sleep. Don't worry about that. This is about self-care, self-compassion. And if you fall asleep, it just means you were knackered and you needed a nap. So don't worry about that. Just lie down in any way that's comfortable. And make sure that you are really, really cozy. So if you've got an eye mask or a nice smelly thing to put on, make sure that you are really indulgent. And whenever you're ready, we're going to begin. So take a big deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Imagine that you're doing your relaxation on a cloud. So everything that's touching the ground is just going to soften completely. And I want you to bring your attention right to the middle of your forehead. Into the part of your brain where you have all of your thoughts, just behind your eyes. And up to the crown of the skull. I want you to let that completely relax. Relax all the muscles around the eyes, around the ears, the back of the scalp. And as you breathe out, I want you to send the breath to this part of the body. And imagine it cleansing, almost like a menthol, lovely green light going into your thoughts and just completely releasing them. Almost imagine it like a little leaf blower going and getting all the cobwebs out from your thoughts. So this is the part of the body which can get tense when we've been thinking a lot, when we've been living up in our brain. We get a knitted brow. We get tension around the scalp. We might get migraines or grind our teeth. And just completely relax it. Relax in the face, in the jaw. One last time, take a big deep breath in. And breathe out. And you're going to send your attention down towards your throat. All around your neck. And your voice, your breath. This part of the body can get tight when you feel like you're not speaking your truth, or you're feeling nervous to communicate, or if you feel like an injustice is being done. That's where this part of the body can become very tight. Just imagine how it feels to talk when you're nervous and you get that little constriction of the throat. See if you can relax your throat. Like you're with a group of friends and you've had a good laugh and you're about to tell a story that you know everyone's going to think is really funny and you feel really confident about it. Take a big deep breath in, and as you breathe out, just send it to your throat. And let that all go. All of the tension you're holding in your throat, just let it go. And bring your attention down towards your chest. Have a little notice if there's any sensations in your chest. This part of the body is where we hold the emotions of grief, of love, of heartbreak. where all our social attachments, we feel it in our chest. So before you do anything, just notice, is there any underlying feelings there? Either physical or emotional. Don't judge them if you find them. Just take a big deep breath in and send big cleansing out breath into the chest. It's really tempting to close off your heart, especially if we've feeling grief or we've been hurt in the past. But imagine how it feels to have an open heart. And see if you can just relax into that feeling. Take another big deep breath in. And on the out breath, send it down towards the chest. And we're going to move down towards the belly. And in the belly, this is where we feel all our anxiety, excitement, all our anticipatory emotions. Oh, it's where you get your butterflies when you're going to do a speech. It's where you get your excitement when you're going to go on holiday for Christmas. And these feelings of nervousness and excitement can sometimes get muddled up with each other. It's quite difficult to tell them apart. And I just want you to take a big deep breath in and just send that breath down towards your belly. Imagine how it feels to just be mildly excited. And send the breath there, letting all of the tension go from your belly. And we're going to move the attention down towards the bowels, towards the lower part of the belly. And this is where we get a lot of our gut sensations from. This is where we get our knowing what's going to happen. Or intuition, that's the word I'm looking for. this part of the body is very intuitive. I just want you to notice if you've got any motions in this part of the body. And send some really big cleansing breaths down towards this part of the body. And then we're going to move our attention down towards our pelvic floor, towards our bum, towards our glutes, and into our pelvic floor. And this is a very primal part of the body. We often, again, we might feel fear here. It's where our sexual energy is. And just notice if you're feeling any tightness or tension in this area of the body. And just like we did before, we're going to take big, slow, deep breaths. Just relaxing. Sending the breath down. Letting go of any tension in this part of the body. And we're going to move our attention down to our legs. I want you to relax all of the muscles and the tops of your thighs, the backs of the knees, the calves, the ankles, the soles of the feet and the toes. want you to take a big deep breath in, and as you breathe out, I want you to imagine you're sending this breath to every single cell in your body. Every single cell. So that your whole body is vibrating with your breath. Imagine that your breath can enter every single cell of your body and allow it to relax. And with this relaxation, imagine that the relaxation is energetic. It's given you the energy to be able to do whatever needs to be done as you breathe in. Say, I breathe in brand new energy. And as you breathe out, you say, and as I breathe out, I relax. Do that again. I breathe in brand new energy. And as I breathe out, I relax. Just keep that going in your mind. And just let that go. Coming back to yourself. Gently starting to wiggle your fingers and toes. Do any little stretches your body craves. And in your own time, there's no rush. Just come up whenever you're ready. You can stay there a bit longer if you want to. You just let the track roll out and just stay there as long as you want. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me for this meditation. It means a lot.